Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
I'm a bit tipsy.
Oh, really?
It's just literally kicked
in.
Oh my
God, just then and there. I feel a bit... Which one do you want to use to listen to this? Oh my God, is that my... That's my... My watch. It's my watch talking to us. Shut up.
I was like, why are the government...
Do you know, it once did that when I was on TV. I was once on TV being interviewed by a thing and... By Laura Whitmore. And who is lovely, but they were all... It was very like, don't have your phone in your pocket. Make sure everything's on silent. Make sure blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, cool. And then in the middle of talking, my fucking Siri on my wrist just suddenly went, sorry, I didn't quite catch that. What was that?
Good Siri impression.
Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
So you died, get over it. We have. You think you're honestly the first one to be invited back to a Romanian count's castle and realise it's not just a hickey he's giving you.
Cut the garlic out of your diet, steer clear of that ageing UVA and advance through the fiery gates for a good old-fashioned gossip with me, Daniel Fox, comedian, Academy Award winner for Best Eye Roll, and Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Dane Buckley, comedian, glitter in vaguely humanoid form, and lapsed angel.
Hello, darling.
Darling!
How are you?
Tiddly-winked.
Little bit tiddly-winked. Little bit tiddly-winked. We've had a cocktail. Peek behind... The linen curtain. Oh, there she is. She's doing a peeking motion.
Oh, a name I used to...
Peeking motion. That would be a really good one.
That would, wouldn't it?
Great, like drag queen.
Great, yeah. Drag name.
We've recorded an episode. Yes. Now we're recording another episode.
Of a life-changing cocktail.
With a very gorgeous cocktail made by Dane. And I'm about to bring us crashing back down to earth with my own cocktail, which I'm calling the Devil's Cup of Joe. Dane, have a sip.
Which means it's another coffee-based...
It's a coffee-based conundrum.
I'll have a sip. And for Jodie, the fan out there who highlighted the lip-smacking I make when I have your cocktails, this is for you, Jodie. I can already tell you this is going to be disgusting.
Don't sip yet. Give it a little swirl. It is much better when the ice has had a little time to melt now. I'm actually quite proud of this one. Go on.
You say that every time and it tastes like evilness.
Have a go.
Well, you've thwarted me there. It's delicious.
Isn't it delicious?
You bastard.
Do you want to... Okay, go on. Tell me what's in it.
Coffee.
Yes.
Ice.
Yes.
Do not dare tell me, because she's lurking at the back of my palate and I need to know.
The little faces you're giving
me. Is that
me.
Tia Maria?
No.
Okay.
Basic bitch palate. Oh, the things you're doing with your mouth now, I'm seeing into the eyes of your lovers. It's like vibrating his jaw.
I hate to say what you say every single time, but there is a Christmas spice in this.
There's some cinnamon in there. Just a touch.
Also known as a Christmas spice.
No, I'm agreeing with you. There's a bit of Christmas spice in there.
Vodka?
Mm.
What, so vodka?
Yes, vodka,
cinnamon,
coffee, ice, cold brew.
Don't you dare tell me the next name. There's one more thing.
There are two vital things in there that you're missing. I would say the strongest premier flavours.
I don't know.
My goodness. Ready?
Yeah.
Maple.
Oh, I absolutely do not get any.
Are you
of
not?
That. No.
There is a boatload of maple syrup, and the coffee is maple infused.
Go on.
And then a small amount of white chocolate liqueur.
Oh, hello.
Even which is the creaminess.
You've got a lot of opinions about the white chocolate.
Yeah, I don't like it, but in coffee.
Dane, can you move your mic closer, please?
Yannis is just told off, Dane, for sitting too far away from the mic.
Some of us just like to chill. Some of us just lads.
But normally you appreciate it when people sort of guide you on your oral technique.
You're quite right.
Just not Yanis.
I was going to say it. Mm. I don't want to ruin his self-esteem. Let him dream.
Listen, a point for me on creating a gorgeous cocktail. Thank you, everybody.
I don't know if I said gorgeous, but just not rancid.
Devil's cup of joe.
Devil's cup of joe.
This is what she drinks in the morning.
Do you know what, honey? I'm going to give it to you. She's quite good.
Thank you for that.
I like the little dog hair on there as well. That's a lovely touch.
Yeah, that's Paddy. Paddy's been about. He had a taste of it before you.
I love him.
That's the final special ingredient, Paddy.
It makes it better. Yeah. He's very handsome.
Right, Dane, tell me what you've been up to. Go on.
Go on, girl. I'll tell you what, Daniel. I managed to secure myself actual tickets for the goddess that is Stevie Nicks.
Okay, we're going to talk about that.
Come on, gold dust woman.
And who are you going with?
A good friend, Shimmy Chips. I forgot to invite you.
Yeah, there we go. Dane just sent me this lovely little bubbly voice note being like, oh my God, managed to get tickets for Stevie Nicks. Really fun, really fun. Just did a story about it. Dan, your other best friend, Robin, she's just let me know that she's going to see Stevie Nicks. I was like, oh, everyone's going to see Stevie Nicks. Everyone's seeing Stevie Nicks today. And I obviously, famously, am not interested in female icon divas. So, you know,
witchy poo energy.
With witchy poo energy, who wear black and capes. Like, why would I be at all interested in going to see? So, anyway, listener, thank you for joining us for the last episode of Welcome to Hell.
If Shimmy dies tragically.
And she will.
Oh, then you will be on my side.
When Shimmy dies tragically.
I don't know why. I just didn't think. I don't know why.
I think it's...
It's because it's in the summer and I just assumed you hibernate then.
Yeah, well, I will be in a dark cave, but I could have pulled out
enough
my parasol.
About my sex life.
Enough about my arsehole. I could have brought my parasol out.
I think it's more... What are your other traditional, longer-term best friend? Why didn't they invite you? That's the bigger question.
Oh, well, that's exciting. I'm thrilled for you going to that.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I obviously wouldn't have been able to come anyway because I'm having a coffee with Kate Bush.
Ah, don't you dare even make a joke about that.
She invited me. She said, do you want to bring anyone? I said, no.
Sorry, let me hear your Kate Bush again.
Do you want to bring anyone? That's her voice. It's an in-joke between me and Kate. It's the voice that Kate. We do to each other.
Where does she live again?
Where does Kate live? Mm-hmm. England.
Bexley Heath, I think you're fine. Number 12. No.
Well, that's nice. Well, that's fun for you. Anything else you've been up to?
Yes.
Have a little read of what you wrote down there. It's like a sozzled aunt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have been, and you've been in this predicament too. Predicament or blessing of when you get given back your drafts, your scripts.
Oh, you're your right. Dana's notes. Working on a little sitcom pilot. Glamour.
Coffin Dodgers.
It's called Coffin Dodgers.
I used to run a day centre for, I don't hate to talk about it, for 200.
Hey, listener, did you know Irish that pensioners. Dane used to run a day centre for 40,000 Irish pensioners?
It's true. And we had great crack. Hot puddings, bingo, bus trips, day trips, you name it.
A little knock of the microphone with your
hand. Well, that's
hand
tradition. There. That's the Celtic thing you do. You have to.
Oh, okay.
The knocking off the sound, we call it. Yeah.
Only people that are seeing Stevie Nicks would know about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're writing a little sitcom pilot for that?
Yes. Yeah, so you know what it's like, though. You get these edits back and they're like, why don't you try doing it like this? Oh, why don't you try stabbing me in my left eye?
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you try sawing off my arms and legs and covering me in bees? Because that's the pain that you've just given me by... Yeah. Dissing that one joke that I made there.
I think this character could go out and meet a young man. Could she? Could she? I don't think she could. She's 89 and I think she's got her own little journey she's going to go on, actually. But it does help kind of challenge and put things into the narrative and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a thing, like, as a... Sorry, I'm not just doing some texting. Well, I'm just checking, the time is what I was doing. The initial reaction as a sort of perfectionist and as a bit of a whatever is to immediately go... How dare they?
And like, get out my kitchen.
Get the hell out of my kitchen. I'm cooking. And then you leave it a day and you go, yeah, they were right.
Yeah. How dare you make a quite valid, reasonable point?
How dare you make a... And then after a while, you go back to them and you go, I've had an amazing idea.
Yeah.
And you repeat back.
It's like what you said, but instead of the semicolon, I'm going to go with just colon. How about that? What about you, Daniel?
Well, thank you for that. I've had a haircut. Thanks for talking about it. No, I was just checking the time because we're 9 minutes into this episode and you've not even mentioned...
I thought I was seeing double because of the cocktail.
Right.
Because of your chins.
Right, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I will say, though, what I will gift you is, initially, you looked absolutely preposterous. Is that how we say that word?
Yeah.
When you had the headphones on.
Okay. You look like a gazelle that was just into R&B. Is that an animal?
Gazelle.
A gazelle that was into R&B.
Gazelle, lovely name for a child.
But now they're suiting you.
Thank you.
Is it because you've had some of the layers of the hair taken off?
It's because I've had my face done. I've had my face pulled back.
I thought you were looking a little bit more glowing, radiant.
Because I'm turning 30.
Are we saying that aloud?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the time this episode has gone out.
Go on, girl.
I've turned 30. Listener, hi, I'm 30. I'm 30. I'm 30.
Tell me what it's like.
Well, of course, you remember the 30s.
Mm.
The 1930s. I feel so...
I like that you did a little follow-up there. We got what you meant.
Well, I just thought... I feel so fine about it. Do you know what? When I was in my mid-20s, I used to think, oh, no.
Yeah.
30.
Yeah.
My whole thing is my youth. And now I'm like, my whole thing is not my youth. My whole thing is being 90 years
my
old.
My whole thing is my whole.
I feel so fine about it. Especially because...
We're being good now.
We're being good now. That's fine. I would say in my late 20s is when I really like came into my own of feeling... I felt so much more confident.
Do you mean where you are currently?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like, I feel so much more... The last few years, I felt so much more confident. Yeah. I felt so much more kind of free and fun and just giving much less of a crap. When I was early 20s, so anxious about things...
Yeah, but that's the territory of it, isn't it? Like, wouldn't the world be a bad place if we had our looks from our early 20s with the confidence of our 30s? Then
monsters.
We'd be absolute monsters. That's why the gods do it this way.
Yeah. But I also think, you know, the modern wonders of skincare.
Yeah.
You can be beautiful well into your 90s now.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Thank you.
No one would ever know.
No one would ever know.
And, like... So, if, like, I have no fear about growing older because serums, skincare, filler.
And also, like, you and I speak a lot about...
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, let me do it, Dan Fox. Just whacking your mic there. Let's just highlight something you did wrong.
Mm.
How does that feel, Dan?
Wow. She gets a bit violent when she's had the Guinness, doesn't she?
She held on to that. Mm. We talk a lot about what... Yes, I hit my mic there. You saw that. We talk a lot about what young Dane or young Dan would think if they saw us now.
Mm.
And I think it would be like, ugh! But I think, I mean, how impressed they'd be like, Daniel gets to tour the country.
Mm.
She is someone that can just post about skin products and spices and do a podcast with a beautiful, beautiful, talented mixed race comedian.
Yeah. As our producer and also Dane. And also, I think young Dane would look at you now and go, gosh, we're still wearing that fleece. So, you know, it's a wonderful...
I'm naked right now. How dare you?
Dane is fully naked for anyone just listening on the audio. So, yeah, I'm turning, by this point, I have turned 30, and I feel good about it. And do you know what? I'm really looking for... I'm already looking forward to next year's birthday when I turn 30.
Yeah. Also, how awkward if on the day you just poof and disappear.
Like, oh, it could happen.
It could happen.
What is the name for post-twink?
Post-twink.
After a twink.
So far. After a twink. Because, retired twink?
Yeah, I mean, I want a new... I want a category, because there's...
What's a senior twink called?
There isn't one. Because there's...
Twunk?
No. Twunk is a beefy twink, like a hunky twink.
Yeah.
This is the gay man kind of a thing. You've got twink, young-looking gay man.
Yeah.
Slender.
Twilight
sort of
should
fresh.
Come into there somewhere, like Twilight Years or something. Or
yeah.
Although I was thinking, you know that old
Twas.
Twas, there we go. I was thinking, you know the old-fashioned phrase salad days, meaning your early period of life? Does that mean your senior years are like your pudding days? Because that
I
get behind.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Pudding days.
When we one day do a sitcom about two elderly women.
Pudding days.
Let's call it pudding days.
We're in our pudding days.
Pudding days.
Right now we're in the fish course.
Oh, gosh. Daniel, do not promote heterosexuality in this podcast.
Okay, great.
So that's where we're at. Kisso, kisso, kisso.
I need to talk to you about something.
What?
Kisso, kisso, kisso. You've said it in a previous episode as well. You've said it to me in life.
Yeah.
Is it kiss, hug, or is it XOXO? Kisso, kisso is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Have I been saying it wrong all this time?
Kisso, kisso. Kisso, kisso, gossip girl.
I saw it
written... Because the X is a kiss.
Yeah.
But the O is hug.
I did not know that.
Did you think it was O? Just Kisso Kisso?
Yes! Like in an Irish name.
Kisso.
O'Connor.
Kisso.
When did
Marsha
O...
O'Kiss.
How does O mean hug? Is that the arms?
I don't know. Why would a kiss mean...
Why has no one told me...
Well, I'm telling you now. But I love it. Don't stop it. But queso, queso.
Queso, queso.
Queso, queso.
Because also it sounds like, what did you put in this sauce? It's lovely. Queso, queso. You know?
It sounds like a sort of like very, very camp Eastern European hairdresser.
Who did your hair? Queso, queso.
Or just like I've done your hair today. Queso, queso.
But what are the children calling that? Kiss, hug, kiss, hug?
No, I think they say XOXO. I don't think they're saying it at all, by the way. I think they're just doing an emoji of a skull. But I think XOXO Gossip Girl is the classic.
I've never watched that.
Me neither, but okay. That's what the thing. I like Kiss Kisso.
Kisso Kisso. Let's
bring it in.
That'll be our thing now.
Deviled eggs. This is what we're doing now. We're doing Kiss Kisso. Our little beautiful deviled eggs listening in. If you missed the last episode, we held a poll, we held a vote, thousands of you voted, and deviled eggs won as the collective noun for a group of Welcome to Hell listeners.
On your story of that little, did you make that little egg with the devil's face?
No, it was just there.
It was so cute.
If you search deviled egg into the Instagram like emojis, so there's a gorgeous little fried egg with horns and a little tail, and it's cute.
And name!
Should we read some reviews?
Yeah.
Let's pick our favourite. So we've been encouraging...
No, just doing the hand and be like, why would we read a review but you got that first?
Oh, right. Well,
hit this mic one more time.
Battering that microphone. So we have been really enjoying all the lovely reviews people have been leaving us.
Yeah.
And we thought a nice thing to do would be to pick our favourite one or two and give you a little award for our favourite each week. So we are giving people a cameo video from Dane and I of whatever you like. It could be... happy birthday for someone you love, or indeed yourself. It could be just a little words of encouragement. Number. It could be a dance number from Dane while I sit in an upright wooden chair and watch him sternly.
Just grade me.
Grade you. It could be handing in your resignation to your job. It could be whatever you like.
Oh my God, that'd be...
Wouldn't that
How
be
did
funny?
He leave the job? Dane and Daniel did on his behalf.
just forward it. Forward the email. Yeah. So we have selected... a few that we enjoyed.
Yes.
And then from these, we're going to narrow it down to our favourite one.
I'm going
to
look poignantly now while I just pick out a little bit of the cinnamon from my teeth that got caught. So let me jump.
Okay.
Was there cinnamon lumps
cinnamon.
In this? Was there cinnamon lumps in this?
No, it's probably a coffee ground.
Mm. Oh, it'll perk up the energy.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to read a favourite one. This is from Beck, I expect.
Mm.
Sometimes straight perimenopausal women can't access their tribe because they're catering to infants / straight men. These queens will see you through. Take courage.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
I can see that on a billboard.
Okay, I'm going to read another. This one is from Father Ted's wife. Another perimenopausal thumbs up. What charming, lovely boys.
Oh, she called us boys.
What a flatterer.
Oh, I wonder if she's Irish, Father Ted's wife. Oh, probably. I love that we're breaking into the perimenopausal market.
All of my favourite people are in that bracket.
I think we'd be the official face of HRT.
Of perimenopause. Another brilliant name. Perimenopause.
Oh my God, that's delicious.
Isn't that good?
But I really do love this. That
would be great. That's my new drag name. Perimenopause.
But I love that these are some of our listeners. Like, that's gorgeous.
And all of our best friends in real life.
Yeah, and like half the things that we say we can't wait to do, it's always like when we're this age.
Yeah, absolutely. You know I mean? Think that's when life begins.
Exactly.
Dane, we absolutely love those. We love both of you. Beck, I expect, and Father Ted's wife. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Our winner, however, and we're going with this one because this was left on...
This was left on Audible.
On Audible. So
on Audible.
You can, I mean, and also just very quickly before we read our winner for this week, we are very grateful. I think my watch is about to talk to me again, so I'm going to... Press a little button.
Gosh. How the other half live?
Just very quickly before we read our winner, I just want to say these reviews are genuinely so helpful because they, I know I bang on about this every week, but it is what actually helps us find new listeners because it like moves us up the charts. Yeah. It means that all these different algorithms recommend us to new people and it's what is helping keep this podcast going.
Exactly.
So thank you so much for reviewing us.
And also, sorry.
And I was just going to say, Spotify, if you're listening on there, you can go and leave us a star rating.
Absolutely.
And iTunes and all the others, Apple Podcasts and Amazon and all of those.
You could do what Sophie did and do an essay.
You can leave us a gorgeous essay.
Gorgeous essay.
You can actually write words.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We read those in the bath and we message each other and we say.
We literally do. And there's something gorgeous about seeing it on Audible, like next to like Anne Rice and like the Paris Hilton story. You know, just on there. I was like, oh, look at us. We're writers.
A Handmaid's Tale. Leonard Cohen's biography. Welcome to Hell.
Hi.
These two biddies. So this one is from Sophie.
Sophie.
I'm a busy working mum of two who is always looking for something fun to entertain me whilst doing mundane tasks such as laundry, school runs, and commuting. They put while, Daniel, but as you know, I'm trying to push the agenda of the word whilst.
Whilst.
Yeah. This is my absolute favourite. Dane and Daniel. Oh, I love her already. Dane and Daniel will not fail to lift your spirit and make you laugh as we plummet to the underworld together. It should come with a warning, however. For if you choose to listen in public, like myself doing the weekly shop, you will end up laughing aloud so much that bystanders will back away and avoid you. This is not an issue for me, though, as the general public are the worst, and it clears the queue at the till for me.
Beautiful use of the word issue there from Thank you, the pronunciation.
You. Thank you. I love Sophie already.
I'm so sorry, Sophie, for getting your hopes up. We are going to have to revoke that because you did say Dane and Daniel, and that's not the official...
Well, she just went with the talent, though. I think she was talent-led.
Right, so she saved the best for last, then. Okay, that's interesting.
I love her.
I'm a big fan. Sophie, you have won a cameo.
Yes.
If you fucking want one.
She will want one.
Am I right? Yeah, whatever you would like us to record a little video for you, for a friend, for whoever, email us at reception@hellpod.com. And we will record a little something for you. Thank you so much. And we'll be picking a new favourite for next week's recording.
Yay.
So guys, leave little reviews wherever you're listening. And we will read them and we will pick a favourite. Okay.
Speaking of favourites, Patreon.
Oh, listen. All we love all of our deviled eggs equally.
But we just prefer Patreon people.
It's just that our Patreons are paying us.
Yeah.
It's just that our Patreons are helping us afford to pay Yanis to edit these episodes together.
And they get exclusive rights then.
And
in commune with the devil.
They just get... as of the time of this episode going out, Dane, you have uploaded a cocktail recipe.
I have up... Ow! Kicking me underneath there. Look at that acting. Any agents, if you're watching. No, I have uploaded a recipe, a really good recipe for a cocktail that will be revealed to them later today when I upload that after watching Dune 2.
And... Oh, yeah, Dane's going to go and watch Dune 2, and maybe he'll give us a review of that on Patreon as well. We also hold little, like, polls and stuff to help decide which direction the podcast
Dancing
goes
polls.
In. Dancing polls. And Polish men. All things we love. Three things that we absolutely love.
I'll lose an hour.
I know. Anyway. Okay.
Speaking of sinning.
Yeah, sinning.
Sin bin.
Yeah. Sin bin.
Shall I be mother?
Yeah, go on.
I hate to be this person talking about being on the road, but we're touring comedians now, touring around the country. 17 more dates, thank you. Ireland also, Belfast, I'll be coming in April. Thank you very much.
Whose dates?
Someone else's that I'm supporting on tour. You're always there with your little witchy poo dagger, aren't
Dane
you?
Dane is doing the tour support. I've done it. Dane's doing it.
You were released, weren't
it's
you?
So funny because when you were telling me the other week about you were going to see, what was the Irish guy?
Damien Dempsey.
When you were seeing him on St. Patrick's Day and you said something about the warm-up act and you went, oh, I'll go a bit later, so I missed them. And I was like, that's fucking us.
Oh my God, you're so right.
That's us.
We just use that to look more pretty in the top spoiler book.
Anyway,
listen, I don't want to be that bitch talking about this, but like, honestly, these hotels with like, you have to check out by 8 o'clock, breakfast is from 6 a.m. to 7:30, and you can't check in to 4 p.m., and there's a charge for the car park, a charge for the Wi-Fi. I absolutely hate it. Like, want to make anything about this experience friendly?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like glamour has left the world.
Absolutely.
The time of having, like, actual customer care and these hotels having any sense of being like, should we provide a sort of vaguely luxury experience has long gone.
Absolutely. And I hate to be like a corporate generic ho, but listen, if you're listening, let's do an advert together. Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. Breakfast served till 10:30. I strutted down there at 10:27 and a half and stole some sausages and a grilled tomato, and it was fine. No one came for me. Checkout wasn't till 12. Check-in is at 2. Free Wi-Fi, free car park. And I was like, this is my new home. Can I sign up for the nursing home version now?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to do a little shout-out now for the Melmaison York.
Well, of course, I'm Holiday Inn, and you're like, the Melmaison York.
Also particularly love the small Melmaison chain, because I think in French it means evil house.
Do we think in French? I think we both know. You'll know the Quebec French and the original French.
Well,
I think in Spanish, Holiday Inn.
But like, they had breakfast until 11 a.m.
Thank you.
But like, it's genuinely obscene how many of these hotels are like, checkout is at 9.
Yeah.
Breakfast is until 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Sorry, did you want to turn the lights on? That's £1.50.
Do you want
a
bottle of water?
Yeah.
Don't do that, my love.
No, exactly.
Sorry, my love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't do that. Do you want to turn the TV on, did you? We don't do that, my love.
You need a towel, did you say? Well, we can give you one on credit.
Yeah, it's £4.
Yeah.
So, do you know what? I'm enjoying Holiday Inns right now because that would make me move to them.
Yeah. I mean, the one that you went to.
Coventry, yeah.
Sounded really good.
Gorgeous. Say there was another hotel chain called Mavel Moch and... Did we cut that? I don't want to get sued. I mean, everything there's a charge for and you have to get kicked out. And also this evil thing. I put the thing on the door saying, don't disturb me. There's a knock saying, room service, my bitch. I have put a thing on my door. Do not start with me.
I went to quite a premium hotel recently. Shock. Not a chain, a one-off. Very unlike me.
Gosh.
I went to a luxury hotel, thank you. I'm not going to name names.
No.
But it's a bougie one.
Yes.
Yes. So you know how normally they provide little, like, separate shampoos, little separate soaps.
I had a 17 voice message from you.
Okay. So, yeah. The standard issuing thing for if you want to be known as a 5-star hotel, the actual regulation for that is that you have to have separate little minis of like the soaps and the stuff, and they have to be of a nice standard. And all of them, and I get this partly environmental, but it's definitely not. They're definitely doing it for like money reasons. I would respect if it was environmental, but it's not. Is they are all like bolting large versions to the wall so that you can't take these things away
so
anymore.
Cheap.
And it's like, I want to stuff these minis into my bag so you give me new ones every day and it makes it vaguely worth being here.
That's why you pay £200.
And instead what they're doing is like bolting them to the wall and then they refill them. But you can tell what they're refilling them is not the original luxury soap sometimes. And this one that I was staying at...
Did you just say luxury soap?
Luxury soap. And this one that I was staying at, I like took a few pumps of the stuff out and I was like, no. That is absolutely not.
Did you taste it?
Like, yeah, I was like, not.
that begins with A, that's posh. What's
that's not Aesop.
Oh, that was...
absolutely not. No, it's not. It wasn't.
No.
Anyway, my sin bin is people who put like official or the real Janet Brown in their like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Isn't it hilarious?
And they are like a librarian from Nunnington. Yeah.
The real Nigel from Slough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, Nigel, you work in recruitment. Like, what? Was there like an ambition at some point that they were going to be the next Beyonce? It feels like they've gone in expecting like, you know, Leslie from like Dudley on Bonce.
The
like,
real. It's just hilarious.
The real official Leslie Smythe. Yeah. And it's like, did you open this account where you're going to post photos of like your overnight oats?
If there is someone else pretending to be me, that's not me.
It's not me.
No.
If you get a message from someone else, it's not me.
It's not Nigel. No.
It's like they open that thinking like, well, this is going to blow up.
I'm authentic.
This photo of me from like a 1 degree angle looking down, that's going to blow up. I'm going to be in the millions.
You're wrong.
Hell. Fire. For all of them. And that's my sin bin. Letters, darling.
Letters.
But first... Before the letters.
Could that be a word from what?
I think it's a word from our sponsors.
Oh, which one will it be, I wonder?
And we're back.
Hi.
This is the part of the episode where we turn the evil eye on you, our listener. We've asked you to write in and send in your confessions and grievances and let us, the infernal aunties, judge you. If you want to send those in, you can do so to judgment@hellpod.com or go to www.hellpod.com to use our anonymous form or indeed find us on socials at the Hellpod. There we go. And DM us there. Are you the demon? Let us find out.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Dart of the finger into my...
But also, weren't you doing a wordplay? Letters, find out. Were you doing that wordplay?
No, but I should do.
And you just took that compliment as if you
were... No, I thought you just enjoyed me touching my tongue.
Well, I do.
Okay. I'm going to read a letter now.
Okay.
Wait, have you... Oh, yeah. Okay. Greetings from New York. I went out one night with some friends to a bar. We met some fine men, and I went home with one. Good times ensued, and I woke up the next morning feeling confident, refreshed, and satisfied. A win! Said gentleman, very hot, very kind, possibly someone I thought I might have wanted to see again, got up in the morning to use the bathroom, and I was left alone in bed. I felt unusually, shall we say, squishy down there, and when I lifted the sheets, to my horror, I saw blood everywhere.
I had gotten my period and the sheets were destroyed. I was absolutely mortified and had to take drastic action. I stuffed all his sheets into my chic oversized handbag and raced out the door, never to be seen or heard from again. I should have just tossed the sheets at this point, but I wasn't thinking clearly. I was racing, but began to calm down as I saw the subway stop ahead of me. The last thing I expected to encounter was a group of New York City police officers who were down there looking for terrorists, I guess. Well, they found one. Something about my haste, or perhaps my blood-stained hands, immediately had me stopped. The officers insisted upon opening my bag and going through my belongings. I stood there as they pulled out sheet after massive red-drenched sheet. What happened here? An officer asked me. In my shame and embarrassment, I blurted out the whole truth. The officers seemed bewildered and dropped everything. Note to actual murderers, try this. I quickly stuffed the sheets back into my bag and the officers let me go. All the same, am I hellbound, dearests? And that is from Bad Blood. No. Not even.
I feel qualified to answer this. When it comes to like soiled sheets, a lot of people think of me. Like, what else could she have done? Do you know what I mean?
When people think of soiled sheets and disappearing lovers, they think of Ms. Dane Buckley.
Listen, I mean, we've all been there.
How unlucky to have police officers doing stop and searches. As you, I mean, if you wanted to literally murder someone and you were a woman, you could just be like, oh, I'm on my period. They're like, oh, okay.
But also making a statement about period poverty, actually.
Yeah, actually, thank you.
You know.
Maybe public toilets should be providing period products.
Yeah, and actually, man, if you like hemorrhage blood once a month, you'd probably be more.
Then maybe you would be. Actually,
there'd be
thank
less
you so much.
Deaths in the force.
And they're like, okay, but there is a knife and a severed head in that bag. Like, excuse me, as a woman.
You don't know about hormones.
As a person who menstruates.
Yeah.
Not the demon, but the quite demon. Fabulous. And loved the little brackets that you gave us to say, chic oversized handbag.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying.
At that point, I was like, did Dan write this?
Dane, a letter.
A letter from Fruity Mama. Absolutely. A name I used to... Hi, loving the show. I had just got into bed for a nap before my night shift and was feeling a bit fruity. As a mother of four, opportunities for afternoon activities are very limited. I asked my husband if he wanted to join me, but he politely declined in favour of putting some wood stain on a garden fence.
Okay.
Bollocks to him, I thought, and got out my vibrator and erotic fiction book, Retro. I proceeded to conduct my business, rapidly reaching the point of no return. Imagine my horror when my vibrator just died. It had been on the way out for a while, but it could not have chosen a worse time to give up. Fuming and looking around for an alternative, I spotted my husband's electric toothbrush charging next to the bed. Problem solved! I finished off using his toothbrush. Every time I see him brushing his teeth with it, I can't help but laugh. Am I the demon?
Not the demon.
You're the icon.
You're the icon. And, I mean, good. Yeah. Listen, one way or another, you've got that taste in his mouth.
Yeah, what a... But also, what a fooligan he is.
Yeah,
like, I just want to do the garden fence, actually.
Can you, like, imagine him being like, gorgeous Fruity Mama, being like, hey, darling, want to come to bed? And he's like, actually, I've got some...
After wood stain.
I've got a bit of wood stain to do on the fence. Like, wretched.
He deserved it, then.
He deserved it. And also, lucky him. Lucky him for even getting blessed.
You know, like in live cultures, when they make things, they have the mother. You know, I like to think that this is her giving back some of womanhood to the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe he won't be so stupid.
No.
The demon. Quite fabulous.
We are building up quite a lovely little army of icons, aren't we?
Yeah. A lot of the people writing in, I'm still sort of holding out hope that at one point we're going to be like, I strangled a man to death. Yeah. Am I an icon? And we'll have to be like...
Shut up. You're going to be like, well, you mentioned your Versace shoes, so yes.
I strangled a man with my chic spaghetti strap handbag. Love all of you. Oh, well, those are our letters. Those are our confessions for the week. Hey, look at us at the end of this episode. I'm so bladdered. This is strong. There is a lot of vodka in this, by the way.
What I'm noticing is that each week after having 6 to 7 shots of alcohol, we get drunk.
Isn't it wild?
It's crazy.
I don't really know what's happening.
No.
Something to talk to a doctor about. If you're a doctor, please write in and tell us what's going on. Deviled eggs, that is all from us. If you liked this, be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday. And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell, why don't you subscribe to our Patreon, where you will get extended guest episodes, extra bonus episodes every month, and prices starting at just 75 pence per week. Dane,
What is a pence?
I think you know rightly, darling. So things you used to collect and categorise instead of having friends.
Oh, yeah, because friends are best when kept in clear plastic wallets.
You've all said that about me.
I've always said that about you.
And on that note, we'd love more than anything for our gorgeous deviled eggs to speak to other people, spread the word about us, spread how good we are, leave a little review, leave a 5-star review, leave a lovely comment about my hair, my skin, my legs, any of those things.
If you feel inclined to lie, then just do one of those things.
We'd love that.
And as always, if you want to submit any confessions or grievances for our infernal judgment, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com, send us a message on socials at the Hellpod, or use the anonymous form on our website, hellpod.com. Thank you, as always, to Spotify for allowing us to use their gorgeous studios, to the angels at Auburn Jam. Dana's doing Bollywood dancing, and it's really making this fit for me. To the angels at Auburn Jam, who made our fabulous music, and to our lovely producer, Yanis.
Yanis.
See you next week.
Bye!
Kisso, kisso.